Thank you. This morning it's a joy to be able to stand before you on this special Sabbath as we bring to the pulpit your new pastor. I would like to say that Elder Nunez is one that I have seen grow through the years, not just grow spiritually, but grow also pastorally. He comes from a family that I believe I have the greatest appreciation for. His father, who I appreciated listening to on several occasions, the great preacher of Christ. A man who I respect highly, having served in this field for several years, in a very large church, and then one that wasn't quite as large. Because you see, he's the type of person who can pastor anywhere, whether it's large or small, and not feel like it's beneath him. He was a humble person, and he is a humble person. And I will say that his son takes after him. An individual whom I'm sure as you get to know him as a senior pastor, you will find that God will continue to work as he has in the past in his life as he brings to you those things that God has in store for you through him. You know, sometimes we wonder, we ask the question, Lord, who should be our pastor? And many times we ask that question wondering, when the pastor comes, is that going to be the pastor? And then when that person has been here a while, you say, Lord, you didn't make a mistake. And I want you to know that I believe that God has chosen your pastor today. I have no doubt about that. Because as we have spent much time, Elder Perez, with the search committee, looking here, looking there, trying to find that individual who should be the pastor of this church, and knowing that we could not go outside the conference for anyone at this point because of the financial situation we find ourselves in, and looking for that person within the conference, it has not been easy. Until all of a sudden it occurs that the very person that we need is in our midst. I don't believe that your associate pastor came as a youth pastor to work with youth and being an associate pastor by mistake. I believe God brought him here all along for a time such as this. God is wonderful in that way. And so I'm going to ask if Pastor Nunez would come, ordained elder, minister of the gospel, and I'm asking his family also to come. Have your mom come too, yes. You wouldn't be here without her. I want you to know, Pastor, that the search committee did pray long and hard on what direction they should take. They looked far and near. They did look at a number of individuals in this field. And they prayed long and hard about this. And in the end, the choice was made based not upon who was here, but whom God wanted to be here. This is a wonderful church.
Amen.
I always enjoy coming here because one thing I do know is that when I arrive, I'm going to be spiritually fed. Amen. And when I leave, I will leave with a smile on my face because of the membership that's such a lovely membership in this church. You know, you are blessed to be able to be in this church at this time. Because you could not find a better church in this conference to pastor.
Amen.
If I were pastoring today, I would want to pastor this church.
Amen.
It is a wonderful place. When I walked in and saw the changes that had taken place and looked around and saw the difference here and a little difference there, and I said to myself, this is wonderful.
Amen.
I'm little, you know. And then they have this lovely flock.
Amen.
You cannot find a better church in the world.
Amen.
Than this church.
Amen.
I'm not saying it because I'm the president.
Amen.
I'm saying it because I've been here enough times to know this is just a wonderful place to be. As you preach from Sabbath to Sabbath, as you open God's Word and allow Him to speak through you, through His Holy Spirit, I pray that God will open up the hearts of the people, individuals who have come who may not know the truth as we know it, the message that we have in Christ Jesus, that they will learn from this pulpit, and that they will accept Him as their Savior. We also have something else to give you. I say that it's either the keys to the church. They are the keys to the church. Maybe I need to keep them. I can get in here sometime and just play the piano. But these are very important, and I give them to you as the new pastor.
Thank you.
That as you use them to unlock the doors of the church, may the Holy Spirit use your voice to unlock the hearts of the people.
Amen.
As the Holy Spirit speaks through you, Sabbath.
Amen.
After Sabbath.
May
men and women, boys and girls, learn more about Jesus Christ, and may they accept Him if they have not accepted Him already, because of what God is doing through you and through the members of this wonderful church.
Amen.
I know God is going to use you because He's used you in the past, and I know that the church is going to work very closely with you because they want to see Jesus come as soon as possible.
Amen.
And as I think about what has happened in our general conference, I believe God is trying to tell us something. Mm-hmm. It's time, if you haven't been doing it, to get ready.
Amen.
I believe the changes that are taking place in this church are meaningful and good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's saying we can't play church. Mm-hmm. We have to be the church that God wants us to be.
Amen.
Because Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
I'm grateful that God has chosen the GC president that we have in Elder Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate so much what is taking place also in our own division. The things that will take place. But we have to move forward.
Amen.
And this church, as you pastor it, I know will move forward, and that Christ will be the center of everything that takes
Amen.
Place here. And the membership will grow spiritually, first of all, then numerically.
Amen.
Because God is working through you and your family.
Amen.
And so we're grateful for you accepting this call, and we're grateful for you being the new pastor of this Fallbrook Church.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to have the installation reading, where we all get an opportunity to participate. Where it says people, you will follow Dan Houghton. All right, ready? Friends, we have gathered today to welcome your new senior pastor, Sam Nunez, his wife, Carolina, into the ministry, your ministry and fellowship.
We welcome Pastor Nunez as God's servant and shepherd for this time and in this place.
Who are you to welcome him today?
We, who are the part of the body of Christ, and are called God's chosen people, we worship in this place.
As God's people, you are also called to ministry.
Indeed we are, for we gather together in common worship. Our church doors are open to all who seek spiritual nurture. We are here to sustain one another when burdened, to extend the hand of charity, and to loose the bonds of bigotry, malice, hatred, and ill will. We are here to share the good news of God's love in deed and in word, and to seek knowledge that each generation may grow in wisdom.
The coming of Pastor Nunez to the pastoral ministry of this congregation marks a new step in the life of this body. As members of the Fallbrook SDA Church, what work do you request from your pastor? And Pastor Nunez, do you accept this task?
We ask that you guide us in our worship and instruct us in our learning.
By the grace of God, I will.
We ask that you sustain us in our suffering and share with us in our joys.
Through God's unfailing love, I will.
We ask that you challenge us in our deliberations and abide with us in our frailties.
In God's power, I will.
You have heard the pledges of the one you have requested to be your pastor. I now ask you, will you receive him? And will you respect and support him as one that is duly called of God?
We pledge to Pastor Nunez our support for his ministry among us. We will dedicate our talents and gifts in cooperative service so that our congregation will be complete and not lacking in any good thing, and live as Christ's healing agents in this church and community.
I have heard your pledges as God's people in this place. Let us pray, asking the Spirit of God to assist us in filling our calling to his service.
Would you bow your heads with me as we pray? Holy Father in heaven, we stand in awe of you this morning and how you work in our midst. And we thank you for Pastor Sam and Carolina Nunez and for bringing them to us and letting him be the shepherd over this flock. I pray, Lord, your particular and special blessing upon him as our pastor and upon the two of them as a couple. I pray, Lord, that during the times that we're together here in this church, that you will bless them abundantly, lead them, meet every need, fill them with enough of your Holy Spirit, that they're able to spread your love and your power through all of us as they minister to us. And Lord, within each one of us, help us to be ready to step up, to be able to hold their hands up, and particularly to hold Pastor Sam's hands up as he takes on this responsibility. And Lord, we know that you never call anyone to a position or a role without empowering them for that. We claim that promise and thank you for the empowerment of your Holy Spirit in Pastor Sam's ministry. And now as we go forward throughout the rest of 2010 into 2011 and into the future, we eagerly look forward to your guidance and direction for each one of us. And thank you for bringing Sam and Carolina to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We have a gift, and I'm going to ask Karen to come right now. Do you have something more? Okay. Can we get a, let me give the gifts and we'll take a picture. Okay. Pastor Sam, this is a gift from your church family, and this is a special flowers for your sweet wife. And we're so glad to have you and just grateful for the way the Lord has worked, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And from the conference, we also have a gift that you both can use. All right? There you go.
All right. They want a picture? Okay. We'll pull in. We pull in tight around here so that I. Okay. How's that?
Thing I forgot to say, and I will say it because I say it every time we introduce a new pastor, and that is the one piece of furniture that the conference controls is this pulpit. That's the one piece of furniture in every church. And we say to the pastor, let nothing be said are brought to this pulpit that shouldn't be. For if it is, you will be the blame. And I'm not worried about that because I know the pastor.